Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones!
I don't know where we will end today. There's, if anybody checked the Instagram, the News with My Fiance Instagram, we have officially posted our very first post.
It's true. Where
hit the soundboard for all of the applause. Fantastic work.
Yeah, we finally did our first Instagram post for the News with My Fiance account. I'm very excited.
And shout out to Ambush. He put a whole thing together. I had no idea what was going on. This is what usually happens. Yeah. We have a very brief meeting. Here's what you're going to do. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
And then we are left to our own devices to execute. Which
said
is very
duties.
Very hard for me to do. I take so much longer than Ambush to execute some of these duties, if you will. But last night was different. Last night, we weren't in the same room.
Right.
We're at different computers. We're both going to town. And I come upstairs. Ambush has made a whole promo video with a voiceover, with a script. Like, what? Oh, I just wrote two articles. That's all I did. That's in the same amount of time it took you to write an article and create an entire promo video.
I was inspired, man.
And I loved it. It was absolutely fantastic. Guys, you know, if you're a person on the Instas or the IGs, you know, I don't know what the crazy kids call it these days.
Yeah, we're not on the
Is it
TikTok.
Still the gram? I'm unsure. Metagram? What do we call it now?
Well, that other
it's where you can find us old people. We are not.
Yeah. That other one switched over to X. Now they're calling it.
You know what my favorite thing about watching this just whole thing is that none of the implementations work when they say they will.
No.
So yesterday I had two different tabs open. One said X and one said Twitter.com. They were the
Are
same
you
I'm dead serious.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Also the search function, like, just doesn't work right now within the like. But you know what do they do at X anyway?
I tried to give
they PayPal
an emoji reaction to something you sent me in Twitter, and it wouldn't work.
It's like,
and
sorry,
I was just
bud.
Like, and it was like I tried it a couple
Elon
of times
is here.
Right. So the first couple of times you're like, okay, user error.
Yeah, it must know, be wrong pressing wrong.
Yeah,
yeah.
So now I'm trying to engage with this button in ways I've never done it before. Like, do I slide across it? Do I, like, what am I doing? You know? And then it worked. And when it worked, that's when I was like, this is just a glitch. This isn't me. This is what's happened to the app since that Joker took over. Something simple. An emoji reaction. Like,
I think they're probably just working on all Elon Musk reacts as emojis to work on X. Mm. So because,
oh my gosh.
Did you see that video where he says, yeah, WeChat in China is, you know,
so
basically the coolest thing
WeChat.
Ever. So we should just like basically copy WeChat.
Yeah, you said it to me. It's with someone says he's basically Kendall.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They called him Kendall Roy.
Kendall
oh,
Roy.
My
basically
word.
Kendall Roy.
And
let's nail it down. Let's shoot a dragon. And then you got to put that dragon away. Huh? Huh? Who's going to put someone gonna put the dragon away? Synergy. Because if it's not in the box, it's not going to get on the box. Right? You get what I'm saying.
Put it on the
right?
plane. Let's go. But
Kendall,
wheels
what?
Up in 20. Kendall. You're on. What are you talking about?
God, I missed that show.
The absurdity. The absolute absurdity. Oh, thank goodness, fiance. I don't know if you saw these texts. One was like, good morning, we hear nothing.
Nothing for us to text to, thanks.
Oh, there you are.
We have an amazing audience. Y'all are the best. Did you see who
and just then we have
up? Ah, yeah.
In about 4 seconds, our heroes will lose their minds. Morning from Rudo's phone before even getting out of bed. Rudo, this is how you're supposed to use ChatGPT. Okay? This is fantastic. In the prompt, I'm sure you said something to the effect of, you know, act as an expert coder. And create a text message every Thursday morning at 7:35 to this number.
That Morgan will love.
That Morgan will love. And put it in the randomizer. 2000. Oh, yeah, good morning. God. Good morning. Good morning. There's a lot.
There is.
Were we here last week? We were here last week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was the week before, I think.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to spoil you with consistency.
Yeah.
And sometimes things take us away.
Listen.
I don't love it.
I'm going to plug the Instagram again because what you wrote for our bio in there, get engaged with the new. I was like, oh, when clevers be cleverin'.
Oh,
I love
that. Oh, that lady.
Oh, look at that.
Thanks.
Amazing.
News with my fiance. News with my fiance.
You know what I'm really excited about for that particular account? I feel like I now have a place for all of the news tomfoolery. All of like the reactions. Like a lot of the stuff.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that we're like inboxing to each other on Twitter and just shooting quick links to. It's like we can live react to it with our audience, right?
Oh, like, see, look at you making promises. Live react.
Well, I mean, those are live reactions.
My hair's not done. You know? Is this a video react?
No, it's not. It's not a video react.
I think everything has to be video now, Ambush. I don't think you can be on the social medias without, I don't know.
That's a good
Fiancés,
point.
You let us know.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I'll just do a filter.
Yeah.
That gives me box braids or something, which make me feel like Beyonce, and then everybody will be happy.
Remember?
And by everybody, I mean everybody.
Was that in Studio A?
Indeed.
When you said, I am Beyonce, and referred to me as such.
Yes, that is exactly what happened. I don't know when that was. Many years ago, Ambush. Many, many. We've been doing this show for so long, I've got no idea.
My dressing room is still down the hall.
It is. Get it closer, guys. You know?
Just work on it.
Come on.
So, yeah, a lot has happened. One of the things, if you guys have seen the promo, either on my Instagram, Morgan's Instagram, or on our Instagram, the News My Beyonce Instagram, it does start with that just hilarious reaction. And shout out to Oleyemi. If you guys are not following Oleyemi, definitely check out their content. Some of the reactions are just like, and you tore that from between my ears and laid it out.
Somehow you knew what I was thinking.
Man.
Said it better, quicker. Mm-hmm. With a video react, this is why I'm intimidated. I can't do that. boy.
But their video reaction is how I came across this Jess Hilarious situation. Jess is a comedian, black woman from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jess, I don't want to say when they first started out, but when I first came across Jess, I was immediately enamored. There was so much that I connected with. East Coast, you know, just some of the
certain
upbringing.
Certain cultural things.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And she's hilarious, like hilarious. And it's interesting now how some of the older videos are surfacing. And like, ooh, I missed that one. I didn't.
So this
see
is the thing. There's
that was said, and that's an old video.
This she also came out in a time, which I don't mean this was like, you know, 30 years ago, but I mean in a time where it was like you may not have checked the pedigree, you know. It's like you're not maybe following her, but you like the content when it when you stumble upon it. Mm-hmm. That was me. I never started following her and I don't watch. I didn't even know she was on TV. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, you know, mm-hmm. I think she's currently a sub on The Breakfast Club or something. Yeah. And so that's giving her quite a large platform.
Oh, yeah. I was very excited when I saw she landed that TV show at Rel. I was still following her at the time, and just watching her followers grow into the millions was like, this is amazing. Rooting for the home team, loving it, loving it, loving it. And then there was that situation on the airplane where she didn't go live, but she recorded video of her reacting to an Asian family on the plane and saying that she feared for her life.
Wait, is this an Asian family? I thought it's family. A Sikh family. Oh, yeah.
Sikh family.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, let me get this straight.
A Sikh man. And she had a head wrap on while she was doing it.
Right.
Sorry. I just jumped the gun.
Thank you, though, for the correction. Stating that she feared for her life and, you know,
doesn't know their intention on this plane.
Right. I later found out most recently that got them kicked off that flight.
Which she certainly did not say that she had anything to do with, and very specifically did a reaction video or, you know, update video as she's like, so first she does the y'all, these people on the plane and I don't feel comfortable, to we've all been deplaned and I wonder why that is. And then we're back on the plane and then people ain't. So what I tell you, I was right. Whoa.
Wow.
What you left out is that you're the reason those people aren't on the plane.
Right.
You and your bigotry and your xenophobia is the reason those people aren't on a plane.
Right.
Those people that are probably from Ohio. You know what I mean? Like, which you, and honestly, if you are unwilling to learn about other people's cultures, fam, you do not in any way get to be out here being bigoted like that. Like, you're just loud and wrong.
Right.
Not as if it would have been okay had she had made that claim against somebody who was Muslim because of America's response to 9/11.
Right.
It wouldn't make it any better. But that's what you were going for. And so even in your absolute bigotry, you're wrong. I mean, you're always wrong. Bigotry, but I hope I'm making the point.
Yeah.
It's gross. It's big gross. Coming from Black women, especially coming from Black women who then weaponize being a Black woman to say things like, how come nobody, where are the people protecting the Black women? Because the trans women are coming for our womanhood.
So that's where she is today. When that thing happened on the flight, I unfollowed immediately. I said, you know what? I said,
I can't be a part of that.
You know, if y'all know Ambush, I'm quick to unfollow and stop playing your records. Like, I'm good.
The block party does happen real quick with Ambush.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of talk about it.
No. Shout out to Seth Rogen, setting standard. Seth MacFarlane for
I was like, what? Seth Rogen didn't do anything to you?
Seth MacFarlane setting standard. So I unfollowed.
Rogen's too busy smoking weed to be upsetting. You know?
I unfollowed, didn't really, you know, check on her, engage her, period, from that. Then this pops up recently. Yes. And she said exactly that. Who was standing up for the real women? And just like
this natural born, blah, blah, blah. First of all, everybody who was upset making this claim was responding to a trans woman who was talking about trans men. And how trans men and non-binary people have cycles, can get pregnant.
Right.
Completely misconstrued the entire situation and made it to be that this trans woman is saying that trans women have periods and they're just as, you know, there is zero competition happening. Trans women are not like, I can't wait to take your womanhood. Like, literally, is nothing other than the fear mongering, you know, that was gay marriage. That was insert everything.
Well, look, as a woman on the show, okay, you have an obligation. You have a duty to explain to me and the listeners how your womanhood, when's the last time you had to defend it? Who is taking it? What is it?
Well, mine was stolen a long time ago.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I've already had to deal with that.
I've come to terms with it.
You know? Okay. No, I honestly, you got Anna Kasparian out here doing just turf cha-cha-cha, you know?
Right.
Like, you out here doing the worst. And now you have these examples, which, here's the issue for me, Ambush, and the biggest problem I have with, again, Black women doing these things is that you know.
Right.
You know what it means to not be protected. This is not one of those things. This is fake. This is made up. There are too many things for us to actually be, that we are impacted by and that we actively need to be working against, for you to be working against a fantasy.
Right.
Somebody else's projection. Notice, again, how, and I don't want this rhetoric to be towards anybody else as well, but notice that it never hits the trans men the same way.
Right.
And there's multiple reasons for that. Multiple reasons for that. But at the end of it, it's men wanting to control other people's bodies, period. Wanting to be able to be the one who defines.
Facts on facts on facts.
They don't want you to I don't trick them. There, you know, there's this you need to disclose before you say your name. Okay, cool. I'm a trans woman. You're not a woman. Like, you don't get to, what are we doing?
Can I tell you a personal story?
I would love it.
So,
as long as it doesn't embarrass me.
And
just kidding.
I can't make any promises.
Oh, great.
I think it will. I'm pretty sure it will. This was in my 20s, back in Philadelphia. I was hanging out with one of my homies. I've known this gentleman since high school. High school best friend. And here we are, post high school, still kicking it. And I think it was a Saturday night. We're in North Philly and went to go get gas.
As one does.
You have to pump your own gas there, guys. Okay.
You know what? People don't like it. I'm going to tell you this. All these folks that were like, I want to pump my own gas here in Oregon and I shouldn't have to wait and yippity-dees. People don't like it in other places.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm in the car and I see him stop to talk to a woman. And I'm like, this is typical. This is what he does. We can't go anywhere. Because I will say this. And if he's listening, I don't think he's listening. But if it ever comes across his radar, he would probably agree that this is where he was mentally. Every woman wanted him. Period. Every woman. He's irresistible, this guy. You know? So any opportunity
simply
he could take, he's got to bless you with his presence and say, hey, you know, so what are you doing? So he goes
sounds
over.
Like a guy that says, oh, you can't have friends?
Right.
I don't like it already.
He goes over. You know, he's kicking it. And then, he's over there talking about a good 5 minutes. I'm like, we are going to be late to whatever. And he comes back to the car, and now he's, like, really upset. And I'm like, what happened? You know, did she,
no
like,
number.
Shoot you down?
Shot
like,
you down. Rejection.
And he was like, that wasn't a real woman. Again, so this is, like, early 2000s. And I was like, what do you mean?
Shout out to the 90s.
And he was like, no, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, and he said some offensive things, which I won't repeat.
Thank you.
But he felt duped.
Yes.
Like, that's what the immense anger was.
Yes.
This person tried to fool me.
Which really, if we want to, you know.
Let's do it. Let's go there.
Let's peel it back. Really what has happened is you are attracted to someone who doesn't fit what you think is okay to be attracted to.
Period.
So now you've been duped because I would never be attracted to someone who is not okay for me to be attracted to.
Who duped you? Your own arousal.
Your own arousal. Oh, that was good. And I Wow. Okay.
You've been doing your own arousal.
That's what happened.
Wow.
And here you are, unable to deal with those feels. You don't know what to do. And I know y'all, you know, there are people that are like, Morgan, it's not always that. And it is. This is absolutely just an arm. The good old supremacy and the patriarchs.
And the patriarchy.
Waving at us. Hey, y'all, how you doing?
Yeah.
You want to do some more of it? You should do some more of it. Because you know what? The GOP is having a hard time. They don't know which way to go. We should just use this one.
Bruh.
I just have to say.
Mm-hmm. That's a good segue with the GOP.
And now I've messed the segue up because I have to say this part. It makes absolutely zero sense to me to watch women cling to things they don't even like about being a woman. Like, here you are fighting for periods? Like, if you don't shut up, are you hype? Like, is it so great that you can't let someone else not have one? Right. Make that make sense. Also, I mean, we could do this all day, but like, if you are going to reduce being what womanhood means to reproductive organs and then say you better not reduce me to a cis person, like, nobody just made up words. These are not brand new. They are brand new to you. They are brand new to the lexicon of many people.
Right.
But they're not brand new words. You want a distinction. So you have trans and cis, but you absolutely refuse to be part of the distinction? Like, you're gonna have to explain yourself. One of the texts says, the only end game of trans and queer liberation is a gender justice that can only benefit women. You know what? Ambush, I'm gonna tell you this right now. This is my fiance.
All right.
Like, right, take the word.
This is fiance behavior right there.
I guess unless your womanhood is tied up in the white cis het patriarchy, in which case, sorry, I guess.
Sorry
that you're stuck there. Like, grow up. I'm over it. I'm mad. And I'm not just like, you know, a little bit upset. None of us are free until we're all free.
Right.
There is no question about this.
Why are you okay with a reality in which some of us are free?
Talk to them.
Why?
Because the white supremacy worked too well on you.
Yeah.
If you're okay with it.
Why are you okay with that?
I mean, because it's not me. If you're fine with it, over there. Get over there. Out my face. This person does not deserve the platform they have. They do not deserve the microphone in front of them. Mm-mm. Because what you're doing is dangerous. So while we're over here arguing about periods, trans women are being murdered. And Black trans women are disproportionately, I bet you didn't see that coming, disproportionately killed. And much of it is that attitude that you tried to trick me. You didn't tell me. Or the folks that are totally fine with it in the dark and then once exposed can't deal with whatever rhetoric they're getting in their circles.
Yeah, whatever that means to them.
And then, well, I can't go out like that. There is something to be said about just completely missing that this is another group of people that can absolutely identify closer to your reality than someone else's. And you're saying, no, not you. Which I hope you understand sounds real familiar. Very much like poor people being like, I just can't wait for my turn to step on a neck.
Man.
I just can't wait for my turn to be the oppressor in this situation. Because once I do it, I mean, it's literally the same. All of these are the same. That's, you know, a theme of the show. We didn't even say what we were going to talk about.
But
there's a whole lot of upside downness with the GOP and a whole lot of non-response from the people that are looking for votes, you know, looking to keep some power, doing a whole lot of bupkis, as they say, about what's going on out here.
That is as they say. We did get another text. My wife and I were considering moving to Vancouver a couple of years ago. The prospect of having to pump my own gas was a deal breaker.
Talk
for
to
me.
Him.
We're staying in Oregon.
And this is...
It's really simple.
Shout out to you. Thank you for sharing your story. That is the thing. And especially if you have lived in Oregon, if you're an Oregonian or you have lived in Oregon for a long enough time that you don't want to have to get out when it's raining or snowing or just that lovely fall wind that loves to whip, just whips around. You don't want to do that. Because it's the same and it's colder in Vancouver.
Right.
Ain't no way.
Who's interested?
I say this to my dad all the time. You got gas over there? Yikes.
Come on.
Seems like that trip across the bridge to Costco makes a whole lot more sense, friend. Mm. That gas is also more expensive, so make it make sense. I got to pay more money and do it myself?
Bruh.
Uh-uh. Okay, Ambush, it's 8 o'clock. We better tell people what we're doing.
Well.
I have breaking news in national.
Yes. So that old DeSantis foolishness.
It's not really breaking news, but anything coming from Ron DeSantis is sort of breaking news because it's breaking something.
Yes. Breaking news from Ron DeSantis' desk. Africans were lumps of clay before being enslaved.
Yeah.
You know, just raw, unshapen.
You know?
Oh, what would they do with their lives? They need some system
guidance.
Of oppression. To form them. To form them into the grateful African Americans that they are today.
Well, how else would you learn a skill if I did not kidnap you and enslave you?
Hey, Rudo, in Florida, it's still Black History Month.
And really, you should thank me. In other shabby chic news, Oppenheimer, I don't know if we'll even get to Oppenheimer.
I know, we'll try.
If we do, we're just going to talk about the whitewashing of history. And getting beat by Barbie. I think that's called a BOGO.
Trounce.
The whitewashing of history, though. The leaving things out. Interesting thing to do in the 2023s.
And you know, if we don't get to Oppenheimer today, I think that we should like expound on that conversation of just Hollywood's whitewashing the history, period.
Well, I've done a fantastic job writing the story. So if we don't get to it, if we don't get to it today... Totally fine.
All right.
Ready for next week.
All right.
One less thing for me to do.
And final story. What in the golden era of hip hop is going on here? KRS-One changes the sound of the Police, and Ice Cube just loves some conservatives.
Are these both of them the same people that were like, let me make songs about police and then let me snuggle up?
I mean, it also was Ice-T. The name of the group was Body Count.
Indeed.
The name of the song was Cop Killer.
I think, yeah, I don't know.
And he has now been playing a police officer for decades.
I'm pretty sure Finn Tutuola has been...
He's been Finn longer than he's been Ice-T.
He's been Finn longer than he's been Ice-T.
Ice-T the rapper. Like, holy smokes, bro.
He definitely has been Finn longer than Ice-T was a street pharmacist and a... what?
You no, like I'm reveling in this... I'm in this revelation. I'm just like, whoa.
Someone give me the exact amount. Screen person.
Yes.
I mean, it has to be almost 30 years. How long has Law & Order SVU been on?
I don't know, but it's been a long time, bro.
I think it's like 99. Which, okay, that's not 30 years. But anyway, there's something that we talked about, I think, in the last presidential election. Mm-hmm. Maybe? I don't know. How long we've been doing this.
Yeah.
But we definitely have talked about previously how there are certain conservative beliefs within certain factions of the Black community. You know, nobody is a monolith.
Right.
We are not expecting every single person to be on code, although we wish
it'd be nice.
There were things that we could be on code about, you know, could do a lot by learning from a union, but we'll move forward. Mm. Shout out to all the labor movements happening right now. But the idea of throwing, when you sprinkle in a couple of conspiracies and you can sprinkle in a couple of truths within that, and we've talked about how if you just put a couple of truths in that conspiracy, it makes it a whole lot easier to believe or get on board with. But when you have a healthy and honest, you know, like a actual genuine distrust of the government for multiple reasons, because you have seen things go poorly, I get it. But when you decide something is important to you and you're so important that you're going to talk about it to millions of people, you should probably have read more than the couple of tweets that you shook your head vigorously in agreement with.
Bruh.
It's just, there's, you, we really can't be doing the I'm just asking questions still with things that have been answered decades ago.
Right. Right.
Decades. There's too much information at those multimillionaire fingertips of yours. So, yes, you're far removed, but bruh.
Also, you have taught me that just asking questions is not an honest.
There, it certainly isn't in good faith.
Yeah.
They aren't good faith questions.
Yeah, that's a whistle. I don't know if it's going to dogs, cat, I'm not sure, dolphins. It's a whistle. I'm just asking questions. No. That is akin to, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. No, you're not just asking questions.
And the devil don't need no advocate.
Right. You're not just asking questions. We don't need to hear from both sides. These aren't things. These aren't situations where that is genuinely and honestly applied as a phrase. Not at all. So, and then there, for a period of time, there definitely was, you know, me wanting to just be like, well, you know, could they possibly know? Maybe they don't know. No.
In response to you saying that it is, in fact, still Black History Month in Florida, Rudo said the calendar does move pretty slow in Florida. We could see it.
I could see how that could happen.
Ambush, I'm going to ask you for a rousing music break.
Okay.
And then we're going to have to figure out which story to start with, because I think we just did our reactions
We might have.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back after this music break.
I would like to read this text before going into the DeSantis story.
Ron DeSantis.
This says, thank you both. I love starting out my Thursday with your voices. You make all of this stupid a bit better. Thank you, fiance. We'll be trying.
We do be trying. It's tough. It is tough making all of this stupid better. Yeah.
So let's head over to the Flo Rida, where Ronnie D says that, enslavers were actually trainers. Because the Florida Department of Education has gone full sci-fi. That's where we're going to sit with this one.
Yeah.
Governor Ron DeSantis defended a new set of academic standards in Florida that will require middle schools to teach that enslaved people were able to parlay the skills that they were forced to learn, claiming that these skills, in some instances, could be applied for their personal benefit later in life, raising eyebrows and concerns across the state. When asked to clarify, Ron said,
well, you should talk to them about it. I mean, I didn't do it, and I wasn't involved in it, but I think what they're doing is I think that they're probably going to show some of the folks that eventually parlayed, being a blacksmith into doing things later in life. But the reality is all of that is rooted in whatever is factual. They listed everything out. And if you have any questions about it, just ask the Department of Education. You can talk about those folks. But I mean, these were scholars who put that together. It was not anything that was done politically.
I think I'll wait. We'll come back. Yeah. rooted in whatever's factual. Mm-hmm. Just make that a drop and randomly hit put it in the randomizer. Okay. The standards, which were approved by the Florida Board of Education last week, have ignited significant controversy among teachers, groups, and parents in the state. According to the new education guidelines, middle school teachers must now teach students about, quote, the various duties and trades performed by slaves. Examples are agricultural work, painting, carpentry, tailoring, domestic service, blacksmithing, transportation. A benchmark clarification listed in the standards includes the note that teachers should also instruct that enslaved people develop skills in some instances for their own personal benefit.
No.
Critics of the standards say that they are an attempt to downplay the horrors of and whitewash the history of chattel slavery in this country. They also point out that the standards come in response to the state's 2022 Stop Woke Act, a piece of legislation championed by DeSantis that stated that race must be taught in an objective manner. We're just asking questions. Mm. Got it, both sides. Mm. That does not indoctrinate or persuade students to a particular point of view. The act pushed far-right lawmakers' rhetoric that teaching Black history makes white people feel ashamed, instructing that no student should be made to feel guilt or responsibility for actions previously committed by members of the same race. It is okay, apparently, if you are meant to feel inferior.
Right, right.
In addition to the new standards on slavery, the Florida Board of Education also approved a guideline that directs teachers to instruct high schoolers that, quote, acts of violence perpetuated against and by African Americans when teaching about the rebuilding of Black communities during Reconstruction. And I think that you, fiance, can probably find the LOL in there real fast because it tells on itself when it says rebuilding of Black communities. Why would we need to do that?
Yeah. What happened to them?
On that list, the 1920 Ocoee Massacre, in which more than 30 African Americans were killed by a white mob while attempting to vote, as one of the examples of acts of violence perpetuated against and by African Americans. In January, Florida's Department of Education, which is comprised of all DeSantis appointees, rejected a new advanced placement course on African American history, saying in a letter that the course, quote, lacks educational value and is contrary to Florida law.
Unbelievable.
It continued, in the future, should College Board be willing to come back to the table with lawful, historically accurate content, the Florida Department of Education will always be willing to reopen the discussion. According to Time, the course covered more than 400 years of African American history and is the College Board's first new offering since 2014. Lastly, Ambush, and this is, in fact, my absolute chef's kiss, cherry on top, most favorite, delicious part of this DeSantis story. Lastly, the Florida Department of Education has just approved PragerU as an education vendor, meaning PragerU videos will play in the classroom of all ages. If you're asking yourself right now, what's a PragerU? PragerU is a non-educational, non-profit foundation that is just Dennis Prager's fever dream.
Yep.
And this is the latest in the long string of attempts of DeSantis to reshape education in his state, either via legislation or through his own reshaping of the school boards themselves. So, Ambush, let's talk about this. I forgot to put our time up today. How are you even doing anything?
I'm making it work, Mike.
Wow.
Sorry. I remember I'm still in this text thread. The person that I got into the argument with left the text thread. But they put up something from PragerU. This must have been like maybe 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And immediately, my immediate reaction was like, did you post a PragerU video in here? And they were like, yeah, they're making really good points. This is exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm like, do you know who or what PragerU is? Like,
does it matter? Does the messenger matter when the message is so great?
The answer to that question, and this isn't for you, fiance, is because you guys know what you're talking about. You're up to snuff. Yes, the messenger matters. The messenger will always matter. Will always matter. PragerU, yeah. Bro. Like,
because what's the point of the message?
Yeah. Whenever I say exactly.
What's behind the message? What are we pushing? What's the content?
Just recently, you know, some people were sharing some Ann Coulter video.
Listen, clocks can be right 2 times a day or something that they tell you all the dang time.
Right. But when you have someone who has made a point to be so vicious to our community, say something that makes sense to some of our community, you have to pause. Your first reaction should be no.
Wait, what's this for?
Right. No. Let me. Is there some, but no, start with the no. Like, absolutely not. Prager University being an approved vendor in Florida Department of Education, their videos being in our schools. This isn't like us casually come across it on YouTube, right? This is a school. Our youth are expected to go here to learn.
Public school.
And now this public school system will now be playing videos from PragerU, this right-wing, extremely racist, conservative organization, has now successfully infiltrated the public school system.
Talk to him, Ambush. Bang, bang.
Bruh. Like, come on.
No, this is one of those things that's like big bad. And
super bad,
big bad. I don't know how this isn't like the news of everybody's day. That, you know, Dennis Prager, who, if you aren't aware, I mean, just take a moment, give yourself 10-15 minutes, time block that out for yourself just to read about who he is,
right?
Because what we know for certain is talk radio. Right-wing talk radio changed the game. And Dennis Prager been talking into a microphone for a real long time.
Yeah. The sound bites are plentiful.
This is a person who does every kind of grandstand he can. He is not the embodiment of the things that they preach and the things and the stuff. You know, like it's just regular old Christian fascist.
Right.
And we have gotten too distracted with things like, you know, the word woke or who gets to use which bathroom, and allowed them to get away with saying things like, you can't indoctrinate our children while they are actively indoctrinating every single person that they can, not just children.
Yeah.
But every single person that they can. The amount of money that PragerU spends on just YouTube ads, just getting into your algorithm is wild. They are absolutely falsely appearing as a university.
And the full
name is Prager University Foundation.
Right.
This is not a school.
And for, so we just got a couple of texts back to back.
Oh.
Where's the one specifically? I'm sorry. I got really
interrupted
excited.
Me to fumble.
Oh, there it
okay.
is. Yes. I guess being enslaved looked great on a resume when applying to be exploited and abused as a sharecropper.
Ooh.
Yes. Ooh. And then thanks for the PragerU update, because we are floored over here. Had not seen this news. Here's the thing that I really want us to be able to pay attention to here. And like, so when I first saw this news, it was a Cover by Majority report. And I believe it was Stephen Crowder. No, it wasn't Stephen Crowder. It was someone else that was the thumbnail for it. Someone of Stephen Crowder.
Tim Pool.
And
Pim
I'm like,
Tool. Pim right. Tool.
Pim Tool. So I'm like, what? So this is another thing we got to remember. PragerU videos, the people that they highlight, the people that they allow to put these messages out, are right-wing talking heads.
Yep.
So now these are people. We're talking about don't indoctrinate our kids. You are literally putting people in front of our children's eyes and ears.
In a classroom setting?
In a classroom setting.
Ooh.
That hate them.
Ooh.
So now we're starting this, I saw that Tim Pool guy at school. So now this kid is on their phone seeing his face pop up again because we know how the algorithms work, right?
Literally not going to be able to escape that on their own Google Chrome, school ID or whatever it is. Like, not going to be able to escape.
Exactly. Sorry. So now our kids are being shoved down the rabbit hole of right-wing propaganda, right-wing talking heads in class, now through their devices, on their free time. Like, this is
all
not
to just be, confirmed by their parents when their parents do and say the racist things that they want to be able to continue to do. Maybe not so racist now. Because Prager, you told me that systemic racism doesn't even exist.
Yeah. And then what happens to communities of color? These kids are just kids. They're not, sitting up watching the news with us and being up, up on who's doing what and what's Candace Owens like. But then they're introduced to Candace Owens in fifth grade.
Yep.
Right? Someone that looks like them.
Yep.
Saying things that I guess kind of makes sense. I never thought about it that way.
Oof. Because she's just asking questions. And then she's answering those questions. But the questions are bad faith and the answers are fan fiction.
Hey, guys.
Of the Confederacy.
Like, hey, guys. You better stop playing with them because they're not playing with us.
That's the point, Ambush. Like, we all know that, every accusation from a conservative is a projection. Every accusation is something that they're like, I'm actively doing this thing, and I'm going to tell you that you are actually the one that eats babies at Pizzagate.
Right. Right.
This is more than harmful, right? This is, we've already said, indoctrination. But then what we have to, really think about, the implications of what Ron DeSantis is saying in that, hey, those slaves got some skills, man, and they got to use them for personal benefit later. So WTF, what's your ish?
He said it like it was the beginning of a union or something.
The implication that African people had no skills before they were kidnapped is white supremacy.
What'd you kidnap them for?
The implication that there was some sweet slave owner. And remember that these people coined themselves masters. These are not people who are out here training people to be blacksmiths.
Right. This isn't workforce development.
This is okay. You know what? I'm going to throw this microphone. This is like, in order for you to believe that other people are inferior, you have to feed yourself this constant diet of lies. Constant. You have to tell yourself that, oh, no, really, there is a meritocracy. And really, I am the greatest and I am the cream of the crop. And let me tell you why. Because my ancestors actually helped the slaves gain skills. This is full-blown propaganda in order to further white supremacy, to further just the entire structure of oppression. And this is an elected official. This is a person running for president.
Right.
This is a person who has raised lots of money. I mean, I know today he ain't doing great in the polls.
He's blowing through it. He's laying off staff.
But he's raised a lot. He's no Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
But he was about to be the great white hope if Trump couldn't revive.
Yeah.
So the hit dogs are out here hollering, they're like, hey, no, what we meant is skills and stuff. And you get to, now that you know how to do iron work, you can do that later in your life. The idea the idea that the people that were like, you know what we should do? We should get on a boat.
Right.
Sail to Africa. Here's my thing. You saw no civilization when you got there. You saw no communities.
Right.
Lies and fabrications. There's absolutely zero way because you had to do the propaganda when you came back here.
Right.
You had to start with it. You had to tell people these aren't people.
Savages.
We've got to civilize these savages. We've been here before, haven't we? Like, you're out of your mind. Out of your mind. To honestly say that when there's way too much information and you are outlawing the information that is real, all to replace it with Dennis Prager's fever dream of there is no such thing as any of these things. Bootstraps, individualism, capitalism, die. So it's too much for white children to feel guilt or shame. Just hearing about the fact that some people that look like them did some bad things.
Right.
But we got absolutely nothing for the black kids. We got absolutely nothing for the people being actively harmed by this kind of humongo air quotes education.
And to your point, a text. What will they do if black kids say they're made uncomfortable because their history is being whitewashed and denied? Is it only white kids who should feel comfortable in school?
Yes.
Isn't it sad that the countless thousands of African-American kids in the South attend schools named after people who didn't believe black people should be taught to read?
Hello. You know how many people are named Robert Lee?
Right.
Like, fam, walking into a school named after a Confederate soldier, that's hostile.
Right.
And that's hostile. And we're asking people to go and feel safe enough to learn when we know that it takes safety to learn.
Right.
Because here you are.
Right.
Shaking in your boots, unable to learn, sticking to things that you're making up instead of just learning.
What does it mean that you're uncomfortable teaching what someone else did in the past?
not when you're the person that tells me I don't have anything to do with that. I'm not my ancestors. Right. I never owned a slave. I never did this. I never benefited from that. Why are you fighting so hard?
Right. This is someone else, right? This is clearly not you. You are not racist. So, you are not your ancestors. So
what are we chatting about?
Shouldn't you be like talking about it more? Say, hey, that's what they were doing.
That's what they did. And we would never. We would never. So here we are talking about how we would never make those mistakes again. Instead, here we are trying to do their level best to bring it back. And I don't necessarily mean actual slavery, although I think that that is a high priority.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For a many. Yeah. But I do mean the open subjugation of people. And that is what's happening when you divide every single one of these communities. I want to real quick just go back to how one of the points I was trying to make with Jess is that you are not just throwing a community under the bus. You are erasing the black people that are parts of that community. And so use that across whatever board and race, ethnicity that you are. Think about that.
Well, she learned that from her OG Dave Chappelle. So.
Oh, well, yeah. What? Yeah. And what's the Harry Potter book lady's name?
Yeah, that old Rowling.
Yeah, he learned it from watching her.
Right.
She's a good girl.
Yeah.
She's a really nice lady.
Yeah.
A big fan. I guess if she's a turf, me too.
Right.
Neat. Wow.
That's the Me Too you're about.
Way to share. Way to go. Anyway, so just completely erasing people from other communities proves to me your ignorance and your inability to understand the very basic principle of intersectionality. They are dividing us. They have always been dividing us. None of this is new. Every single one of these things has already happened. Every single one.
Right.
You know why? Trans people have been in existence since forever, just like Black people. Forever. You figuring it out today, Ron DeSantis, you figuring it out, Dennis Prager, that there are people that exist that don't look like you outside of your lifetime. They have always been here. They have always been used as a absolute pawn to divide. And watch those accounts. There's a bunch of Portland accounts right now that are like LGB, mm-hmm. no T, that kind of thing. That gays against groomers.
I totally missed that.
Harden the paint. They're going hard in the paint. Because not only will we divide you this way, we'll divide you that way. So within your own community of your queer community, we're going to make sure that they don't like you either.
Right.
Which has always been a thing. Which has always been a thing. They've always been working that angle. It's just heavy, right? And especially trans women will tell you, this ain't none of this. Right. Not one piece of this is new. Had to deal with this in every iteration because of somebody else's, you know, not just like fear, but it's fear of themselves. It's fear of what they don't know how to handle seeing someone beautiful and not knowing and what am I supposed to do? The amount of people that have trans women that have been murdered because in a moment, a man feels duped.
Yep.
Who is the dangerous one? Think it through. Who do we need to be protected from?
Right.
Right. You're even telling on yourself when you're doing this whole biological, natural, like you don't know any of the things, number one, but you're telling on yourself. Even at the end of the day, in your logic, men are still the most dangerous.
Yep.
Could we maybe stop talking about the people that are victimized by those men and what they could do to be safe and talk to these men? What a difference it would make if somebody told these men, whoever you're attracted to is fine. It doesn't matter. It means nothing to any of your whatever you've been taught. It means nothing to your manhood or your alphaness or your so-and-so or your, like, you're attracted to that person, be attracted to that person.
Hey, guys. Hey, men. Fellas. This is Amber speaking to you directly.
Sorry.
If you need to take the radio into the other room, do that. It's just us guys. That's a conversation that we need to be having with each other. Do not put that labor on anyone else.
Not as if you would listen to anybody else anyway. So yeah, please.
Yeah. That is a conversation.
That's an in-house convo.
Right. That we men should be having with each other. Wrestle with it, unpack it, whatever. Joke about it, whatever it takes to create some levity around the conversation. Let your shoulders drop. This is a conversation that we should be having with ourselves because our current behavior is inexcusable. People are dying by our hands. We have an obligation. And if you aren't having this conversation, figure that out. Figure out why it's hard. Figure out why you feel as though you aren't obligated. Figure out why other people's lives don't matter to you. Which, at least that very last one, should hit you in the gut punch. As a gut punch, because, you know, we're wrapped in this shroud of patriarchy. We're supposed to be protectors. So explain to me why it's okay that this sect of our population is unprotected and why you're okay with that. But we have to have this conversation with ourselves. This isn't for someone else to do for us. And lead us to the water to drink. Like, nah.
I really want to end it on that note, but I have one more thing to say, and I'm sorry.
Go time.
I want to go back really quickly to the slavery piece of the Florida Education Department or department, whatever. I just want to be clear because there is this talking point that's like, they had slavery everywhere. I don't know what your guys' deal is. You don't hear the Irish complaining. You don't hear the so-and-sos complaining. All those Africans own slaves. You know, we do this dance. The guidelines are emphasizing that, you know, the global context of slavery is that it existed in many cultures, and throughout history there has always been some sort of, but they absolutely refuse to acknowledge the unique features of what American chattel slavery was, and its actual racialized nature, its brutality, the cruelty of it. And that's the point. The point is to diminish all of those things. The point is to make it as if NBD, guys, they do it everywhere. This is just capitalism. We just got to get a little something for nothing. I'm trying to make some profit here. Get off my back.
Right.
That's the way that they're framing it. Do not let anybody say that to you. Don't fall for, you know, like, don't. And I don't mean that anybody listening is like, I also believe that. I mean, don't let them move forward in the conversation. Yeah. Stop that dead in its tracks.
Right.
No, this is how it's different. If you don't know what chattel slavery is, look it up right now. I'm not the person who's going to educate you. That's what you say to these folks.
Right.
I'm not the person who's going to, you have to be a part of it.
We're not talking about the same thing here, guys.
That is absolutely not the same. And if you are unwilling to look at the absolute brutal nature of chattel slavery, as look at it for what it is, humongo part of the problem, perpetuating absolute white supremacist lies, if that is where you're at.
Very. We're going to jump into a music break and come back and talk about that old hip hop.
From coast to coast.
Yeah, real quick. Couple texts. What's up, fam? I forgot it was Thursday when I woke up. I'm late, but still wanted to show up with some love.
Ew. Hey, fiance.
That was early in the 8 o'clock hour. We got that. Magical morning, fiance. Throw the microphone, not at Ambush. So much love. Civil War behaviors. Can we go to a whole rage room?
Oh, but can we? Wait a minute now. Are you giving us...
Is that like a news?
All right. Well, so during this music break, we're going to get to the Googles. I think I need that.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
So I want to just in that break, I read something that was like, oh, man, I know we're supposed to move on. And we are going to.
Yeah, we are.
We definitely are. I just have to read this one part because... As one of the fiancé techs said, like, whoa, thanks for this PragerU news, because we didn't know anything about that. Fam, are you ready?
Give it
just
to
a
me.
Quick paragraph. PragerU Kids is marketed as a means to combat what they call leftist lies that children might be exposed to. One particular advertisement depicts a child watching kids programming on a tablet and raising a question about racism in America, which the father is meant to address using PragerU Kids, their content, which is labeled accurate history.
I'm so tired.
Save your child's mind with PragerU Kids. And on that note, Ambush, I'm going to ask you to take it away.
Did you guys see the new trailer for what they for Only Murders in the Building season 2? I just don't want to. I don't.
Okay, that's what we should have just talked about that all day.
Okay, so
Meryl Streep's on there now.
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay. East Coast and West Coast rap tomfoolery.
The Thomas of the foolery.
Yeah, Ice Cube has decided it's time to pop up and do his... How often does he do this? It's kind of a routine now. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, this tour that he does, this conservative media tour.
Well, he's got a plan for Black America.
Ah, that's right. That's okay. And before anyone tries to play devil's advocate, yes, yes, he knows exactly who these people are. And yes, of course, he thinks he knows best. Ice Cube went on Tucker Carlson's show, sat down with that old Joseph Rogan. He's seen buddied up and in photos with the Kennedy that's in the news now.
RFK, Popeye, baby.
Popeye Kennedy.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you didn't see his muscles?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He has been eating his spinach and he shoots in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, people got at Cube. People got at him.
Number one, you need to know that RFK is a Kennedy, so by definition can't be conservative.
Got you.
You know, currently running as for president as a Democrat.
And to no one's surprise, Ice Cube responded quite ice cubedly on Twitter. Cube, I mean, I'm in this place. I got to watch this new Turtles film because I'm completely in. It looks amazing. And he's the villain. He's, you know, anyway.
That was funny. You made me watch something and I was like, is that Ice Cube talking? Like, yeah, I don't...
Superfly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Ice Cube says, for all the simple-minded, short bus people out there,
oh,
a picture is not an endorsement, dummy. Now get your A over to Bungalow 51 and shut up.
What?
I think Bungalow 51 is next to Area 51. I don't know. I don't get it.
Does he not know that the aliens said the Earth is ghetto? They don't want to be here either?
I don't think you know that.
It's Bungalow 51. This is probably a bar he owns.
Right. So then
cop bar.
Him responding to more tweets. Someone tweeted, I've been listening to Ice Cube since 86. What he's doing now is called sellout, but it's really nothing new here. Ice Cube responds, you've been a H word since 86 too. What you're doing now is called being an H. And that.
Are you saying 304?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, Ice Cube, you got it.
And that that's dumb A dog picture is to be expected. There's really nothing new here.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you, he's not a Twitter warrior. I'll give you that much. And then we have
the exposure that y'all be doing to yourselves, celebrities, rich people on the internet. I'm sorry, Ambush. Mm-hmm. This just is too much. You are only on tweet two. The exposure. You are literally exposed. They are self-report after self-report after self-report. And you're like, the people don't know what's good for them. Okay.
Bruh. Another tweet. My brother Ice Cube, I've been listening to you since 1993. You went from arrest the president, F the police, straight out of Compton, and this goes on. I'm highly disappointed in you, brother. What's your mission? Because of you, I still rep the West. Please tell me you're not selling out. Cube responds, sell
bow
out.
Down. Oh.
Right? He responds, sell out. I'll work for myself. I'm self-made. How do you feed your family? How much do you sell your time per hour on your job?
No!
Yeah.
You did not. So Ice Cube did not talk about sell out and equate it with wage work.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
What?
And then,
I'm sorry for screaming.
Chuck D says, know this fact. Ice Cube has gone into every one of these industries many of the masses worship on his own rule and as his own man. A game that's twisted many into demise, not him. Know that. Seen the same dude since the day I met him. He knows who he is. Know who you are. Chuck D. And Ice Cube responds, thanks, big bruh. Here's the thing, guys.
Yikes, 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 yikes. Here's the thing. Yikes, the thing. Yikes, yikes.
Hey, Chuck, you may have known Ice Cube for decades, right? Does that mean now that who he is today is that same person? We all grow. We all have journeys through life, right? People go through changes. Where Jim Brown ended up is not where Jim Brown started.
Hello.
So, you know, there's that on that. And I want to make sure, like, all of us, we can't keep holding space and holding on to parts of people's history that align with us. when in present day they are committing acts of just utter foolishness and hate and bigotry. We used to romanticize about the old Kanye, and it took a lot of us some time to come to terms with it. Don't matter. The old Kanye is of no consequence.
The old Kanye doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And when you're the person who takes away your own legacy, you don't have anybody to be mad at but yourself.
So let's rest in that. Also, y'all need to get Eminem out y'all top five. That's you're holding on to the old.
Should have never been there.
Holding on to the old Eminem. Okay, switching coast. We're going to head over to New York real quick.
Hold on, wait a minute, because there was one thing. Chuck D, you mean to... 911 is a joke, Chuck D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At a recent press conference in New York, KRS-One announced a series of block party concerts celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. The series is called It's All Black Music. I'm going to quote KRS. This is a transcript, actually, from that press conference. I'm not going to say that I'm off guard here in that sense. I will say this. Take a look at the organization of New York City right now. How ironic it is that it's hip-hop that's bringing the city together. I did a walk out in the Bronx, just looking at one of the locations that we're going to announce to you today. And out there, you saw sanitation, fire, police, highway. And when we were coming up, this was unheard of. Hip hop as a fire chief, hip hop as police chief, hip hop as mayor. Come on, deputy mayor, a B-girl. This is a literal dream come true.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just proud to be a part of this. We're rocking all mics. After which, he jumped into a freestyle celebrating Eric Adams. This is...
otherwise known as Mayor Stop and Frisk.
Right. This is KRS-One. Sound of the Police, KRS-One.
Boop, boop.
This is also KRS-One, defender of Afrika Bambaataa.
Ambush, I think that you might have to explain who Afrika Bambaataa is and what that person did to some of our audience. Now, you know, maybe not all, not every fiance.
Okay.
But 98% of them.
Okay. No, good move. Good move. Good on you. So Afrika Bambaataa is a hip hop icon, legend, cultural bricklayer. Okay.
Whoa.
And it was brought to the culture's attention. I would say maybe about 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
It's probably longer than that because time does not make any sense now.
No, but I actually remember now.
Yeah.
I've been here for 7 years. This happened right before I left.
I was
interviewing people and having conversations about it. So this is about 8 years ago that he was sexually abusing youth in the community. And when certain people started to speak out about it, it was like, oh no, we've known that. Like
young black boys.
Yeah, young black boys. It was like, oh no, we've known that. People used to bring young black boys to BAM all the time. Like, and KRS-One's response was, this man's contribution is too immense for us to be even having this discussion. Like, I'm not going to get into his personal life.
Man said.
But what he's done professionally for the culture, he is above reproach.
What we're not going to do is besmirch.
Guess when's the last time you heard me play a KRS-One?
The moment you read that.
Period. Yeah, that's the last time you heard me. Like, bro. And now you up here shucking and jiving.
There's just so much. Like, it just... I don't... You know, KRS-One, in my estimation, does not have the same kind of money as an Ice Cube, you know?
No.
Does not have the same kind of money as somebody who... is doing the just the that capitalism disconnect
right.
that is able to happen. But there is a blinders, right? Like what KRS-One is highlighting to me is that what is most important to him in his life is people enjoying hip hop.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it. Like, and if you do, you're A-okay with me. And if you don't,
well, hey, yikes, man.
You should probably work on it.
Yeah. We got
I don't know. Maybe you're one of those police.
You got a really good text, man. Meanwhile, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are busy being in solidarity with other creatives and unions.
Hello.
Almost like we have choices in life.
Almost as if. And I'm going to say this about that. I gotta think. And I'm only bringing up the money because this is what happens when certain people get money. You got to believe that Snoop and Dre have more money out of the group of four we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Snoop has shown solidarity with workers.
Yeah.
He has absolutely sat on different stages, not just one, to say, y'all streaming people ain't cool.
Right.
Every single one of these DSPs is robbing us.
And he did it early in.
Early.
Yeah.
They're robbing us. We should not stand for this. And here you have, I mean, Ice Cube out here standing like a scab.
Right. Ooh. Ooh.
And what's real gross to me is the high horse, the arrogance, the absolute plumb unmitigated gall for them to be like, for Ice Cube to be like, y'all don't know what you're talking about. Mm. I'm just over here trying to ask questions with people that platform white supremacists, like, ask questions. Come on. With an actual white supremacist, you riding around in a car showing off LA to Tucker KKK Carlson? That's what we doing? That's how we spend time?
Don't be out in public in front of the entire world on the internet doing really, really dumb things and expect me to, like, take you seriously or...
Yeah, you are unqualified for the conversation, Ice Cube, because you, not because of anything else, because you are unwilling to learn. So you are unqualified. But you thinking that there's some sort of level of objectivity in talking to a absolute white nationalist. Like, think that through. Just the same way Kanye was hanging out with Nick Fuentes.
Right. Y'all aren't serious.
You're completely unserious. All of this is like, but we are because of every single one of these structures, we are meant to take you seriously.
Right.
We are meant to listen to your words because we've seen you on TV and we've heard you in our ears for our entire life. And instead of you using that platform with the Black community to help, you are absolutely the pipeline. You are feeding Black men white supremacy. Have fun. As if they're not being inundated from everywhere. Because what's better to do than to get Black people disengaged with voting?
Right.
This is what this is about. When you have RFK on Matt Hoffa's podcast.
Come on, man. Come on, Matt.
Talking about vaccines in such an unhinged way. Giving that to a community who is already skeptical. Like, that's the prime audience for this pipeline.
Period.
And just, you know, please, in these moments, take a step back and notice just how much COVID broke people's brains all the way, 1,000%. They don't have brains anymore. It's mush. Think it through. Are any of those people, did you see any of that coming from a whole bunch of these people?
I cannot wait for next Thursday. This is a fire episode. This is a fire episode, fam. We got one more text, and then we're going to have to close the show out because we got Tom up next, man.
Ooh, Tom Hartman.
And the Ashanti Kingdom of Africa, yes, they did have slavery. However, it was against the law to hit a slave. And children of slaves did not automatically become slaves just because their parents were.
Hello.
I'm not saying that makes slavery okay, but those facts shine a bright light on the unique cruelty and violence of slavery in this country.
Exactly that.
And that's all we're saying.
Exactly that.
That's all we're saying.
When any single person, thank you, shout out to that text. When anybody says to you, slavery been everywhere, it's not that big of a deal, remind them, chattel slavery is not just your run of the mill.
Right. Right.
It's a real specific kind, and it only was happening here. The Atlantic slave trade. There's too much information for anybody to be confused. So read up, care for each other, all those things. Ambush,
This is News My Fiance, made possible by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our podcast editor, Kyle G.
Ba, 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 ba.
Thank you all so much for your conversation throughout the show via text. Absolutely amazing. I'm updating our episode notes to make the playlist from the show is in there. Apologize for the weeks that I missed that. But you know what? Don't let the individual distract you from systems. Poverty is a powerful choice. People are a property. Power to people. None of us are free until we're all free. Thanks for listening.
Bye.